Get it? The Bird Show.
All right, so I am riding down in an elevator last week with two random dudes, and I'm just listening to their conversation. And you guys can call if this theory holds true or not. But I haven't had a chance to do it myself. Here's the theory. You get into an elevator, and while you're in there, you need to go to like the 10th floor or whatever, 11th floor, 15th floor, 30th floor, whatever. But everybody in the elevator is on their destination are floors that are lower than yours. So your elevator has to stop at 4 and 8 and 10 and freaking 12 and 18 and 22 and 28 before you get to yours. According to these guys, if you push the, you know that close button? When you want to close the elevator button, it's the little arrow thing, the door close one.
Yeah.
If you hit that one at the same time that you hit your floor, you go express up to your floor.
No way. I
have not had a chance to use this yet, but I talked to Lyndall about it yesterday, and she said, yes, in hotels, for sure, it works.
But how can you do that without everybody else in the elevator seeing what you're doing and beat you up for being a boosh?
You can only do it one time.
Yep.
So if it's true, if you're in the elevator business or you're at a hotel where this is true, 404-741-Q100.
I guess you could do it. Like, I wonder if you push it, if you're going to the 9th floor, you hit door close in 9, but then a whole bunch of other people get on right after you and then they push their buttons. Does it still work? Or do you have to be the last one to program?
Maybe somebody will call that can
Nobody else will get on because you're going express.
Express, that's right.
Nobody else will get on
once
after
you. You'll go straight to your floor.
Once you hit it, doors close and you go
and
to
you
your
go
floor.
Go straight up.
So nobody else will get on.
So if there's a whole bunch of people on there already, and they've already hit 2, 4, 6, 7, and you get on and do it.
Yeah, that's the point.
It still
is
works.
That it then goes you, express up.
Right. So okay. I don't know. You're at some hotel here in Atlanta, and
I don't believe it. Though
I don't either.
Why don't you go to the? Why are we taking calls? You can do it just like your car alarm, dude.
We can try.
Let's
it
try
here.
Here.
Yeah, we got an elevator.
It's only 5 floors, 5, 6 floors,
it's
but
eight.
We can.
Eight.
There's eight.
Is it eight?
Yeah.
Bert likes to believe he's in the top floor of any building he's in. It really, really helps his ego.
Damn, we told you know what? The only reason he comes in here is because we told him he was. It's kind of like the concert seats. Uh-huh. He has to have the best seat in the house.
We told him that the 6th, 7th, and 8th floors are just where we keep things that we go to worship him.
Yeah. Hey, Nancy, you're on Q100. Good morning.
Hey, I've done it in doctor's offices before when I've been late for appointments, and it does work.
Really?
So you hit close and the floor.
And my button at the same time. Yeah.
And it expresses you right up to that floor.
Yes, yes. It just skipped on it. And people always are like, what happened? Why did it skip my floor? And I just don't say anything, but I wait for my floor, and then I get off.
Yeah, because most people don't know this, so you can get away with it a couple of different times. They'll just think that the elevator got all screwed up.
So I'm excited. You want to go try it?
Yeah,
you send
try
Wendy
it.
Or who wants to
well,
do
somebody
it?
Has, well, somebody has. Well, somebody has to be on the second. I mean,
go ahead, Wendy.
Do you have your cell phone, Wendy?
I do. I can grab it on the way.
All right,
somebody
call the
has
hotline.
To get like up on the second floor, don't they? Like if somebody comes on the first floor and presses like 4 or whatever, and then she gets on the second. I mean, she has to have somebody else in there already pressed a button to try it out.
So, like, let's say you came in.
Why can't she press the buttons?
Well, if she goes downstairs and she just presses 1.
But if she hits 4, 5, and 6.
And then
why doesn't she go down to
the last one?
All she has to do is go into the first floor, hit 2, 3, 5, and express 8, and see where
it
takes her.
It takes her to 8.
Okay.
Good morning, Ashley. You're on Q100.
Hey, Bert Show. I love you guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I was just calling to let you know that my dad told me that little secret because I moved to Atlanta and was working in a big office building, and he let me know that if you press the door close button in the floor, you got to go to, but you have to hold it for a few seconds, then it definitely works, no matter if somebody presses a button after you.
I feel like a whole new world has just opened up
so
to me if this
crazy.
Is true.
That's actually really perfect for like doctors and dentist appointments when you're running late.
Yeah. And people in the elevator, like I said before, are just going to assume that it was an elevator glitch, and it certainly isn't you.
Or they're going to say, hey, do you listen to the Bert Show?
Hey, Dustin, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay.
Well, when I stayed at the Mandalay Bay in Vegas, I was on the top floor, and, literally you would stop on every floor on the way up. So we would get in, and we would tell everybody to hit their buttons, and we would hold door closed. And we would only stop on those floors that were lit up, say those floors, and we wouldn't stop on any floors that anybody was waiting for the elevator. So we skipped everybody that was waiting, but everybody that was on the elevator got to go directly to their floor.
Because you hold the button down the whole time.
Yes, yes.
That's cool.
So as soon as we got on, we would tell everybody what the plan was, and how this worked, and everybody would be like, okay, let's test it. Let's see what happens. And we would hold it, and then everybody started trying it.
And it worked.
It works, yeah.
That's
so
crazy.
When we got on going down to the casino, we would just hold the door closed, and we wouldn't stop. We would go directly down.
Perfect.
Fascinating. Wow. How can we be adults like this and not know this, have this knowledge until today?
Such a good trick.
There's so many times that I wish I knew this.
Jeff, you're on Q100. Good morning. Yellow?
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm actually a prime example of it doesn't really matter how many floors, because I was at the Sundial. And I actually did it. I was on the bottom floor, and it was funny because all the people in the elevator, you know, before I did it, they didn't really see what I was doing or whatnot. And I went up to the very top floor, and everybody was thinking the elevator was broke and everything because it was passing their floor. But it was funny. It did work, though.
Hey, Jeff.
So it works at the Westin.
I think I have bad news for you, but at the Sundial, the floor, the elevator that goes to the Sundial doesn't stop at any other floors, I don't think.
Well, he said there was other people on the elevator getting upset.
The glass elevator for the Sundial goes drink, right to the Sundial.
It doesn't. I promise you it doesn't.
All right.
Thanks, Jeff. He hates you.
I know. I hate him.
Jeff.
Here's LaToya. I hate him.
Good morning, LaToya. You're on Q100.
Jacking up the good name.
What's up?
I'm just saying I just love you guys. But anyways, how does this work? Because I'm already late because Sweetie Five jacked me up this morning.
Uh-huh.
I got to zoom up to the seventh floor.
Okay. According to the theory is once you get in the elevator this morning, just go ahead and hit the close button and the seventh floor at the same time and hold them for a couple of seconds, and it will express you right to your floor.
Okay.
You got to let us know if it works.
Are you in the elevator right now?
No, I'm on my way there because, like I said, 285 is looking real ugly today.
Uh-huh.
Just disgusting.
We'll keep listening.
I will call you when I get to work.
Okay.
We have Wendy who's about to do a clinical trial of this. So I think it's her on the hotline.
Wendy?
It's Linda and Wendy.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Hey.
Did it work?
We haven't done it yet.
Okay.
Just out of curiosity, how come you need two of you?
Because we're both little. One of us can't reach all the buttons.
We have to stand on each other's shoulders.
Yeah.
All right, we may lose contact with you guys. You guys might drop out in the elevator, but go ahead and try it.
Okay.
I'm going to be in McBoosh.
There's people getting in with us. Do we still want to do it?
Yeah, of course.
You do it. No, you do it. You do it.
We have an elevator rider who says he listens to the show and he knows what we're about to do.
Stomp in his foot.
Tell him he's going to be a little late.
Yeah, push your button. We're going to push ours. Close at the same time. Do it.
Go. Five.
Oh, dang it.
Didn't work?
No, it didn't work.
I'm assuming when you actually do it, that when you start cheering for the floor you're trying to get to, it might tip your hand a little bit.
Well, try it when you get into work today, or try it if you're going to a doctor's office or at a hotel, and then call us tomorrow morning and let us know if it worked. Because I just don't know how we could be all adults here and not know this trick all these years.
Linda claims she did it all the time at school.
Kevin works for an elevator company. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Theory true or not?
Not true.
We just took a dozen calls from people saying they've absolutely done it before.
Right. Well, the way that it works is the door close button is just a circuit that tells the door to go ahead and start closing. And then the reason you can pass floors going up if people are waiting to go down is an elevator will complete a run in one direction before it turns around. So it's just ironic, just like the people that were just on who it didn't work for. It's because it won't pass people if they're waiting in the hall.
No, it wasn't that, though.
Mm-mm.
It was somebody going to the second floor or third floor or whatever.
Right.
Well, the door close button, there are features on the elevators that allow you to bypass floors.
What are they?
You've got to have a key.
No. Can you bring one down here so we can make a couple hundred thousand of them?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right, so according to you, there's no elevator that this will work on.
That's correct.
Okay.
Despite the dozen calls that we took and our own Lindell.
Still going to try it, though.
I'm going to try it also.
Absolutely. Next time I'm in a tall building. Yes.
Try it.
And if it works, you'll keep doing it.
Try it today around Atlanta and then call us tomorrow and we'll find out what buildings it's working in and which ones it's not.
Get it. The Bird Show.